Listening Library presents The History of Jane Doe by Michael Belanger. Read for you by Michael Crouch. If you think you're going to sum up your whole life on this little bit of paper, you're crazy. Jane's Fortune Cookie. 61 Days After. Jane Doe. I don't have cancer, and both of my parents are still alive. I just thought I'd get that out of the way so you're not disappointed. While we're at it, I might as well tell you that I'm not a vampire, I don't have magical powers, and the closest I've ever come to fighting a war against an evil dystopian government was in a video game. Now that you're no longer expecting a story about orphaned vampires fighting an oligarchy of terminally ill wizards, although come to think of it, that does sound pretty cool. I'll tell you why I'm writing this. It's not to document my feelings or look for self-destructive patterns, like my therapist Rich suggested. I guess you could say I'm a history buff. But don't worry, this isn't a story about the Civil War or Little Houses on the Prairie. History has enough stories already. Things way more interesting than anything I could make up. The epic battles, rumors about people playing games with severed human heads, all of the unsolved mysteries involving rocks and ritual sacrifices. I know people say history repeats itself. I just hope I'm not around when it does. The truth is, I'm writing this mostly to help me understand everything that happened over the past year between my ex-girlfriend Jane and me. When you read as much history as I do, you start to wish real life also had textbooks. The kind with